Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm LBJ. You're there and I am here. And you're listening to The Heartfelt Truth. Welcome. Let me start off by saying, as I always do, that I hope my voice finds you in good health, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Not necessarily in that order, but all equally important to help us with this thing we call life. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to come into your life for the next few minutes. I hope my voice is somewhat inspirational, motivational, and just gives you another way of looking at things. And with that being said, let's jump right into it. Ladies and gentlemen, I was thinking about something all evening, and I have to share it to you. I know we've been talking about motivating ourselves and getting prepared to put our best foot forward in 2019. But as I was sitting around and I do my research and my work, and I must admit, sometimes it's just casual conversation that comes across with me and you. It's just like I'm talking to an old friend. And I mean that sincerely. I just want to say that I am very, very humbled by the fact that, you know, I started off this thing with one person, two people, three people. And I just was thinking about this. I heard it before. Someone else was sharing it. And I just want to echo the sentiment. There are so many people out there, okay, who perhaps are a lot smarter than myself, who might be a little bit more educated than myself. They might have a lot more popularity. They could be a celebrity. But you decided, out of the thousands of people, to take a minute out of your day and listen to what I have to say. And for that, I just have to say very much sincerely, thank you for stopping in. The reason why I'm doing what I'm doing is because not only for yourself, but for myself, if I can say one thing, if I can touch one person's life and make a difference, then I have done something, and I will continuously do something that I was meant to do, all right, as we all were on this earth, is to give back and contribute, all right? None of us want to leave this place without having done something or making a better place while we were here. This thought comes from the mindset that you want to leave the world just a little different simply because you've come this way. You have been blessed with the opportunity to be here and make a difference. Now, I know it might sound like a rah-rah dance. It might be one of those things where you're getting, you know, someone says, you're blowing smoke up me. But no, that's not the case. The fact of the matter is everybody can make a difference in somebody's life. You know, that self-doubt, you know, the things that you want to do. I'm going to tell you right now, when I started this thing, and I still have my doubts, so don't listen and think for one moment that I come across and I have it all together. I am struggling right now with the fact that I'll give you an example. I am working on this website, which I stated to you guys earlier, and I am having a difficult time trying to get it together. I don't think I'm doing it right, but I do know one thing, that I have people that have decided, out of the millions of people, the thousands of people that are doing podcasts, they've decided to listen to me for a minute. Now, some of those are a lot of those people sincere and dear friends, and I am just totally blown away by the fact of the positive feedback I've gotten from my friends and my family. That means so much to me, you know, because what they're doing is they're encouraging me. They are giving me a motivation to say, keep doing what you're doing and don't stop. Now, with that being said, I want you to understand one thing, and I've stated this before. The fact of the matter is that I'm not doing this for money. I'm not doing this for popularity. I will be very, very honest with you. And like I stated before, if I can make a difference in somebody's life, there is no way on God's green earth that you can put a price on that. That is priceless. To help somebody, another human being, that whom we all are a part of the same family, that's got to be a good thing. You got to think about that. Now, let's not lose sight of the fact that I am still of the mindset that 2019, I mean, this is going to be a big year. This is going to be fun. And I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about mentally and hopefully physically and spiritually. The whole idea of my conversation is I want you to live your life. And by all means, I want you to be the best that you can be. And I've said this in my past conversations time and time again. You know, life is too short at the longest. And my point is, things happen. And we have been given the opportunity. We have been charged with the gift of life. You got to make a difference in somebody's life. Now, I can say this again. As I stated before, I mean, there are hundreds of people that are delivering somewhat of the same message in a different way. And the only thing that I can say to you, I can get up here and run down a list and, you know, I can dress it up and make it nice, but I am just giving it to you in layman's perspective. I believe in my heart of hearts that our higher power has put you here for a purpose. And as I'm talking and as I get on this microphone, I really believe I've been charged with the fact that there is someone out there that could be listening to me right now and I could be making a change in their life. And that's important to me. You know, so my point is, if there's someone out there and you guys, if you want to talk to me, you want to reach out, you have a comment, you want somebody just to talk to, you know, you're part of my team right now. If you decided to listen to me for a minute, I will do everything I can to help. I'm here. So what I'm going to need from you is I'm going to need for you to be a little patient. I am reaching out to, again, like I stated, to some people that are a lot more savvy than myself to helping me with my website. So therefore, I can respond and reach out to you. And now that I have people that are really, really interested in it and just want to listen to what I might have to say, I want to hear what you might have to say. And I say it again, you can reach out for me at LBJ, theheartfelttruth.com. And once I get this very sincere and dear friend of mine, who is just actually a genius and working on computers and stuff like that, he's going to give me some insight and help me out with my website. And I think we can really, really get this thing rolling. So I can't stress it enough. I want you to understand something, and I'm going to say it for the last time, that I don't want this to be a one-sided situation. I want to hear some of your comments and what's on your mind. I want you to give me some suggestions or ask me some questions, and I will do the best that I can, and we can increase this relationship in terms of, you know, growing and really putting our best foot forward in 2019. That is one of my goals, and I challenge you to do the same thing, to be the best that you can be in 2019. And just a little side note too, if anybody has any suggestions on you know, helping me with my website, by all means, I take comments. I am not above asking someone for help. That's another thing. Do not be above asking people for help. So what I want to do is I'm going to go a little old school on you real quick before I let you go, and I want to read just one thing from that infamous book that my mother had given me. And it goes like this. Remember that everyone you meet wears an invisible sign, and it reads, "Notice me. Make me feel important." I'll let you think about that one for a while and you digest that. So ladies and gentlemen, listen. Please, please, please take care of yourself. Take care of your families, because I say it so many times, family is important. And if you see somebody that needs a helping hand, help them. I believe that this one act really, really will make the world a better place. And it's going to be one of those continuous things that help you on your journey to becoming the best person that you were meant to be. Ladies and gentlemen, as I always say, I'm LBJ. You're there, and I am here. And you've been listening to The Heartfelt Truth. We'll talk about it.